Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say. Their work is to watch over your souls, and they are accountable to God. Give them reason to do this with joy and not with sorrow. That would certainly not be for your benefit. The letter to the Hebrews often refers to the importance of obedience to the word of God. The writer therefore urges his readers to obey their church leaders as they teach God's word and watch over them. The responsibility of leaders is a huge one as they lead God's people, and it will only be a joyful experience if people take God's word seriously and seek to obey it. He wasn't encouraging a mindless obedience to church leaders, but a thoughtful determination to be obedient to God's will. Having been a Bible teacher for many years, I can assure you that I would be terrified if people ever did anything merely because I had said it. It is as leaders faithfully teach the word of God that people need to listen and obey with discernment. I welcome the fact that we live in days where there is a high level of accountability. Every employed person is likely to have someone to whom they are directly accountable and will have regular reviews to ensure that they are performing effectively. This is entirely right, and it's helpful for both the employer and the employee. The writer to the Hebrews is clear that leaders have exactly the same relationship with God. We are daily accountable to God, and one day we'll have to stand before the Lord and give an account of what we've done. The task of church leaders is therefore both an awesome responsibility and the most incredible privilege, and we should always seek to make their lives joyful. In truth, every leader experiences a mixture of joy and sorrow. Joy when people respond to God's word and live in obedience to it, and deep pain and sorrow when they reject it and suffer the sad consequences. Church leadership is tough, and we should continually thank God for those whom God has called and is calling to serve him in this way. So let me ask you a question. What can you do to bring joy to your church leaders? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of our church leaders. Help us to do what we can to keep them strong and encouraged in the vital work that they do. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Your kindness can create lasting change. Give generously with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.